Hey everyone, it's your girl Laura Bennett, back with another dose of ADHD, but make it spiritual. Now, I know what you're thinking, emotional intelligent. That sounds like a fancy psychology term. But trust me, it's so much more than that. It's about tuning into yourself, understanding others, and building genuine connections, things that are especially important for us neurodivergent folks navigating this crazy world. Ever felt like you were just reacting instead of responding? Like your emotions were taking the wheel and driving you off a cliff? That's where emotional intelligence comes in. It's about learning to recognize those feelings, understand their triggers, and choose how to respond instead of letting them control us. It's not about becoming some Zen master who never gets upset. Hey, we're human. It's about being aware, owning our emotions, and channeling them in a way that empowers us rather than overwhelms us. So what are some key takeaways to level up your emotional intelligence game? First, practice self-awareness. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings throughout the day. What triggers you? What brings you joy? What are your strengths and weaknesses? You know that feeling when you're about to explode but can't figure out why? That's a sign you need to tune in more. Journaling, meditation, or even just taking a few minutes each day to reflect can make a huge difference. Second, learn to regulate your emotions. We all have moments where our feelings run high. It's part of being human. But learning how to manage those intense emotions is key. Try deep breathing exercises, mindfulness techniques, or physical activity to help calm yourself down. Remember, you're not a robot. You're allowed to feel things. Just learn how to process them in a healthy way. Therefore, develop empathy. Put yourself in other people's shoes and try to understand their perspectives, even if you don't agree with them. This doesn't mean you have to like everything everyone does, but it means being open-minded and compassionate. Remember that golden rule: treat others how you want to be treated. Fourth, build strong communication skills. Express yourself clearly and honestly and actively listen to what others have to say. Learn to ask questions, give constructive feedback, and resolve conflicts peacefully. Think of it like this. Communication is a two-way street. Both parties need to feel heard and understood. And finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all make mistakes and have moments where we fall short. Forgive yourself, learn from your experiences, and keep moving forward. Remember, you're doing the best you can with what you've got. Let me tell you a story about a friend of mine, Sarah. She used to get incredibly frustrated when people interrupted her, even if it was unintentional. She'd shut down completely, feeling unheard and misunderstood. But through practicing self-awareness, she learned that these interruptions triggered feelings of anxiety and insecurity. Once she understood this, she started using deep breathing exercises to calm herself down before reacting defensively. She also began communicating her needs more assertively, letting people know when she needed uninterrupted time to speak. The result? Sarah became a much better communicator and built stronger relationships because she was able to express herself authentically and manage her emotions effectively. So remember, building emotional intelligence isn't about becoming a perfect human being. It's about embracing our imperfections and striving to be the best versions of ourselves. It's a journey, not a destination. But with consistent effort and self-compassion, you can definitely level up your emotional game. What are some small steps you can take today to start practicing emotional intelligence in your own life? Keep those thoughts coming. Let me know what resonated with you. Share your own experiences or ask any questions you have. You know I'm all about the open and honest conversation. And don't forget to hit subscribe so you never miss an episode of ADHD, but make it spiritual. Until next time, keep shining bright and remember you are capable of amazing things.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.